Gentlemen, a couple months ago, Nick Markakis out of Young Harris decided to opt out of the 2020 baseball season. And you couldn't really blame him. It's a weird season. It started in July, and there were some new rules, and he's already made a lot of money. And when asked about it, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said that without the fans, it's just, he doesn't like it without the fans. And the implication was, he plays baseball for the fans, and he gets a paycheck because of the fans. And so he decides to opt out, and then fast forward a couple of weeks into the season, if you want to call it a season, he realizes that, you know, maybe he walked out on his guys, and he felt a little bit of guilt as he's at home watching his brothers, not just his teammates, but his brothers, play baseball on live TV against opponents. And struggling a little bit here and there, not really hitting well here and there. And he felt a little bit of guilt, and he decided to come back. And from everything I've read and heard, it sounded like Alex Anthopoulos was like, "Door's wide open, brother. Would love to have you back. You do you. You just let us know." Some different people on Twitter have painted a little bit of a different picture. But from what I can tell, Markakis had some very genuine reasons for not wanting to play, because of the fans, and some very genuine reasons to come back because he missed his friends, his brothers, and he felt like he kind of walked out on them during a time of peril, if you will. So he comes back, his first game back, he comes off the bench, and he doesn't do great. And then the second night he's back, they put him in the starting lineup, and lo and behold, as we've come to notice things on Twitter, people melted on Twitter because Nick Markakis is batting fifth. He's batting fifth. How could Brian Snitker, who knows nothing about baseball, not as much as I know from my laptop on my $20 futon in my mama's basement, how does Brian Snitker know more about putting a lineup together than me? They said all over Twitter. And they cried for hours leading up to the game because Nick Markakis, not traditionally a power hitter, is hitting in the fifth spot. The fifth spot of a batting rotation. The word rotation means it goes around. So how could someone so uneducated like Brian Snitker, who's not an advanced sabermetrician like myself, put a guy like Nick Markakis, who doesn't hit a lot of dingers, in the fifth spot? Well, people like us, well, we understood that it didn't really matter all that much. And also, Nick Markakis is really good at hitting baseballs, getting on base, hitting doubles, hitting singles, and driving in runs. And there ain't nothing wrong with that if you understand the game of baseball. I want to read a quick tweet from our friend Brent Blackwell. He's got a Braves podcast, I think. I've talked to Brent on the phone a few times. Great guy. Brent's one of my favorite like baseball Twitter people. And Brent, after last night, late at night, he tweets, "Nick Markakis is easily the most polarizing Atlanta Brave. And to be honest, neither poll makes any sense to me." And I want to kind of speak to that because, and I'm going into this, and I respect Brent. I think the world of Brent. He's super smart, great guy. But one poll makes a lot of sense to me, and I'm a little biased. I'll admit that. But one poll makes sense, and there's two polls. And for whatever weird reason, Nick Markakis is very divisive, at least on Braves Twitter. If you go to a game, if you go to like normal people who are not emotionally miserable in person at the ball field or, you know, at Chili's, most Braves fans like Nick Markakis. All people in the industry like Nick Markakis. Every Braves media member I know, they adore Nick. I get a text from Kevin McAlpin this morning, and he was telling me like he doesn't understand just the hate against Markakis. He's like, if I had to name two players who I'd model the perfect baseball player after, it's Markakis and Chase Utley. And I gotta agree with the guy. Anyways, there's two polls, and Brent Blackwell says that neither poll makes sense to him. And I think some of that is coming from people like me on one poll who are probably really obnoxious and annoying, and I get it. And then the other poll is the unpaid Braves bloggers that we probably make fun of too much. But they're just easy targets, and it gives us great content, and they make me laugh. They do. But that poll, why do they hate Nick Markakis so much? And I've asked myself this question for what, 4 years now, and I don't know if I know the answer. I don't know. I don't know if it's because they're unhappy, if they didn't have a father growing up, if they've got a questionable home situation. Maybe they're not happy at their jobs. I don't know. Maybe it's because Markakis doesn't have a lot of personality, and they think that they need a player with a personality. And to them, they love a guy like Acuña who has all this flashiness going on, and he's got some swag, and Markakis isn't that. And so in their brains, they think that's bad because Acuña's good. I don't know. I think that new advanced metrics, which I actually enjoy, like WRC Plus, WOBA, of course, F-War, and all these things. Some of those things say that Nick Markakis isn't good, or a player that has his batting profile isn't good. And I think a lot of those people have become so inundated with like WRC Plus, F-War, that they really think that unless a player meets this criteria, they're bad. And they're not just bad, they're trash, because there's no more nuance. There's no, you can like parts of one thing and parts of another thing and dislike parts of this and dislike parts of that. No, it's everything's black and white in the whole world right now. Baseball, politics, religion, and baseball kind of is religious in a weird way. And so when they see a player like Nick Markakis, who doesn't have like this insanely high WRC plus, except for today, he's got a 163 WRC plus, but historically he doesn't. They honestly think that player's trash. And it kind of depends too, because if you say, okay, is Ichiro trash? Because Ichiro has a lower WRC plus career wise than Markakis, they'll be like, no, Ichiro's a Hall of Famer. And you're like, well, why is this guy trash and Ichiro's not? Can you please explain? And I don't know. I think maybe some of it like is this weird like far left mentality, because it seems like most Markakis haters, it's just something I've noticed. I feel like there's something very deep in meta here. Most Nick Markakis haters are like pretty far left political people. And so what if it's like this weird thing like, okay, Markakis is kind of like a white dude from Georgia, sort of. I think he was born in New York, but he's from Woodstock. So maybe that is bad in their underdeveloped frontal lobes. And then a guy like Ichiro, very similar player, obviously more hits, but lower WRC plus, they love because he's not a white guy from Georgia. Am I crazy? I'm probably a little crazy, but I don't know. I think there's a little bit of truth to that. So Brent tweets this thing, and I thought, there are two polls, but one poll is miserable. It just is. One poll is like, it's almost like they're giddy if he strikes out. In fact, they are. I'll read you some tweets. They're giddy and they look forward to his failure. It's very strange. And then the other poll, for the most part, other than me and like maybe two other guys, for the most part, the other poll isn't like that obnoxious and annoying. It's just like, hey, I want to crack open a beer. Markakis is awesome. He's awesome. Hits are cool. Like that's one poll. So I have a hard time understanding why Brent doesn't kind of see the poll I'm on, which is like the pro Nick Markakis poll. I understand now if Brent probably thinks a lot of my tweets are annoying and obnoxious. That's a little different. But as far as the polls, I'm only part of this big poll, and I feel like this big poll is a bunch of people that just like Nick Markakis for very valid reasons, because I don't know, he gets hits and doubles and drives and runs, and all these things are good things if you understand baseball. So then of course Markakis comes back and he starts in his first game and he's batting fifth, and I wonder if like people outside of Braves Twitter, like Giuseppe, I think some of those guys are kind of in it enough to see how crazy it is. But if are there other fan bases with subcultures in those fan bases, like super analytical, like saber nerd advanced metrics people who are so blinded by their own numbers that they can't appreciate, like Brett Gardner? Are there people in Yankees Twitter that hate Brett Gardner for the same reasons people in Braves Twitter hate Markakis? I don't know. Anyways, you ain't gonna believe this, but the game's tied up last night because Snitker took out Tukey prematurely, which I had very strong feelings about. It's tied up 3-3, and of course Nick Markakis walks it off. And it was hilarious. It's almost like he's a troll. I almost wonder if Cakes could be a power hitter if he wanted to be. Do you guys ever think that? Like when he he just decked that homer. Like, that was, like, he destroyed it. And then he kind of grins as he's walking around or trotting around third. Like, I wonder if he could do that if he wanted to. I wonder if, like, if he wanted to, he could hit, like, 30, 40 bombs a year. I don't know. That's what my wife thinks. Because my wife, we were watching it, and we were just laughing because all these people just were so upset and all in their feels that this guy's batting fifth. Oh, my God, you know. And then he hits the dinger, and Nikki's just dying laughing, as am I. Ken Hendricks calls me, and we just laugh. My Twitter goes crazy, and Cakes is rounding third, and he gives this little mischievous grin, almost to say, like, I could do this if I wanted to, like, all the time. I don't know, man. I've wondered. So, anyways, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with some of my favorite tweets from last night, because I'm very petty and immature, and so to stay on brand, I just like to read some of my favorite tweets. So, not from last night, but also yesterday leading up until the game. So, yesterday, mid-afternoon or whatever, the lineup comes out. It's announced that Nick Markakis out of Young Harris, our polarizing political figure here, is batting fifth. Dylan Short from the Platinum Sombrero podcast tweets this. He goes, not going to complain, just don't understand putting a guy with inter-level power in a power spot in the lineup. And then people are kind of agreeing with him, and then he responds to one guy. He's like, I just don't like putting soft contact hitters in power spots in the lineup. I have no issues with Nick being there today. I just prefer him batting seventh or eighth. Do you ever think about people like that who get so obsessed about lineup spots? And I'll admit, a long time ago, I was ignorant about, like, the leadoff spot and the second hole. But, like, other than that, like, I don't care that much. And maybe that means I'm an idiot. I don't know. But, like, the fifth spot and the sixth spot and the seventh spot are, like, the same spot to me. Like, I understand cleanup and third and fourth, like, a little different. I understand leadoff spot and the second spot. But, like, I don't know. Does that make me dumb? Maybe. I don't know. But, like, I don't freak out when I see anybody hitting fifth. I don't understand. Because his spot came up at the beginning of the inning, and it was perfect. He hits the dinger. Like, I don't understand why I know math is not my strong suit, I'll admit, but again, like, who cares if he's hitting five out of nine? Because it's a rotation, it just kind of goes around. I don't know. I'll admit I'm kind of a dingus, but Brad Stone, who okay, let me just say, like, I like Brad Stone, but I'm gonna give him some crap. And then he even, like, tagged Old Takes Exposed, because I think Brad, unlike some of those other people in here, seems like he has a sense of humor and some humility about him, which I appreciate, because you got to make fun of yourself, okay, before you can make fun of others. Brad, before the game, tweets, or actually I think it was during the game, I'm usually cool with Snicker as manager, but batting Markakis fifth is just plain stupid. Hashtag for the A. And then, like, an hour later, he tags Old Takes Exposed. Good for you, Brad. Good for you to make fun of yourself. I enjoy that, because a lot of these other goobers don't do that, and they get really mad if you retweet them. And I can't help but not retweet them, because this is fun. It's fun. Okay. Middle of the game. This is my favorite one. Hands down, my favorite one from last night. Stephen Tolbert, who I think Stephen used to write for, like, Walk Off Walk. Remember, like, Walk Off Walk? Didn't they have a blog or something like that? And then I think he wrote for, like, MLB Dish. But Stephen's a really – when I troll unpaid Braves bloggers, like, Stephen's up there. And anyway, so Stephen tweets mid-game. He goes, Chip and Jeff gushing about how Markakis is the type of guy – you can count on in these situations, only for him to strike out with a chef's kiss. That's my favorite one. It's like these guys are, like, so giddy when Nick Markakis does something bad. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. What did Markakis do to these guys? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Markakis did something. I don't know. It's weird. This one's pretty good. Today, Neil Shalhoub tweets this morning. He tweets, I was wrong about Nick Markakis. And I was very proud of Neil, because because that took a big man to admit that he was wrong about Marquez. And I reached out to Neil, and I've accepted him into the brotherhood. And I told Neil, if he ever needs to talk, you know, let me know, because he's going to get persecuted for these very contentious beliefs. And when he tweeted that, Andy Sims at Chat 10 Braves, he goes, this is great. He goes, Brooks Conrad once walked the Braves off with a grand slam. Were we wrong about Brooks Conrad? Listen, Andy, no disrespect. I like Andy. I've interacted with Andy on Twitter a lot. But did you just compare Brooks Conrad to Nick Markakis? Even if you can't stand it's almost like Orange Man Syndrome. Like people, I remember like back in January, like Donald Trump signed this bill to give like a bunch of billions of dollars to some autism bill or something like that. And I thought it was cool because like, okay, cool. This is going to fund kids with autism and create some program. I thought it was cool. I don't know. And I shared on Facebook, and you would have thought I tweeted or Facebooked about Hitler, and people shamed me for like 3 days. What I'm saying is people hate Trump so much that he could just do anything and they would just get mad. I think this is a good example of this. I think maybe Andy Sims has so much hate in his heart towards Markakis that like he's now comparing Markakis to Brooks Conrad. Like, no disrespect, but you're in a dark place in your life if you're comparing Brooks Conrad to a guy with 3 gold gloves, over 2,000 hits, and the most doubles in Major League Baseball since 2009. I'm just being honest, okay? So there you go. Those are my favorite tweets. There's so many more, and I don't want to read them all because it would take me probably all day. But those are my favorite tweets. I hope that people who hate Nick Markakis go outside this weekend and just find some joy in this life. There's a lot of stuff going on that's negative out there. Turn off the news, okay? Maybe even turn off the Twitter and get outside. And maybe grill out, you know? Maybe you don't have a grill. Maybe you thought about grilling, you know? Go to Walmart and get one of those cheapo little, not the Weber's, which I have, but a good starter one is like 30 or 40 bucks. I don't know. Get you a grill. Get you some charcoal and grill out. Crack open a cold one and get on with your life, because Nick Markakis is here to stay, and you can either be really upset about it, okay, or you could watch this Greek god, one of the greatest hitters of our lifetime, hit walk-off dingers on live TV. Okay, have a great day.
Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Nation podcast show. Oh, you're listening to that Knockomination podcast show.
Hey, it's another episode of the Knockomination podcast show. This is not Ken Hendricks. This is Josh, and I'm here with JT.
Hey, Josh.
Do you have any idea what we're going to talk about? Because Ken's not here.
So. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but we have a special guest with us.
Really?
I'm very excited for this. Yeah,
really?
Very excited.
Like a big deal?
It's a big deal. Very big deal. I don't think we've had a ginger on the show before.
Is that... Hang on.
Might be our first one.
Can you say ginger? Is that insensitive? Is that right?
I don't care if it is. Okay. I don't care. You can say it. I don't care. Yeah, that's it. Mr. Connor Paul, how are you today, sir? The one and only Connor Paul.
I'm great. How are y'all?
Wow, Connor Paul in the flesh.
Yeah. Are you – okay, how upset are you over – let's go ahead and elephant in the room. Mike Foltynewicz, no longer with the Braves. Your doppelganger. Well, I guess he's with the Braves, but not at the big league level. How upset were you about this?
Not really.
You guys, you guys are like twins, so.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I never really – I met him once. He was really nice. But if you're not producing, then get off my team.
Oh, wow.
Agreed. Wow, where'd you meet him at?
Chop Fest 2018. Me and Nikki.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you were like hanging out at his house.
No, no.
You and Nikki Donahue for the fans.
Yeah, listening. Me and good old Nikki Donahue.
I've met her a couple times.
Wow, where was Jeff?
I think they were married then. Jeff was probably working.
Working.
Well, working. He was at the estate and right. telling people what to do, basically.
What kind of job does he have?
Jeff's never worked.
He doesn't work.
He
tweets jokes all day.
No, that's it. He's a joke writer for Full House, I think, is what he does. He's the screenwriter. So I was bummed about it. My first thought was, oh man, I bet Connor's upset. But you seem to be okay.
I think the first thing I tweeted was, then there was one.
You're the last man standing. Yeah.
No more gingers left.
Well, it's hard out there. You got to play in the sun in the summertime and stuff.
Speaking of the sun, I went out Saturday on jet ski and I got burnt.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's the ginger problems.
Oh, hey.
Do you?
Hey, my son wants to say hey.
Oh, hey. Guys. Hey, buddy.
Hey. He's got his lightning onesie on.
Nice.
Our show. Oh, Connor brings up the dog to one up me.
Say hey, bud.
There you go.
Connor.
Hey, this is Bo. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Connor, speaking of gingers, I've always had a question for you guys. And I don't.
You guys.
And I never have the opportunity to ask it because I don't really know a lot of gingers in my life. Like, I try to say I got a ginger friend, but like, honestly, like in real life, I really don't. You know what I mean? But do you guys get like made fun of or picked on for being gingers, or is that a myth?
Every day, basically. I mean, I make fun of gingers. I don't like gingers. Being a ginger makes you not like gingers.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Now you live in Atlanta, Athens. Right? Athens. Oh, even better. Oh,
I didn't know y'all.
Is Weaver D's still open?
Wait, you live in Athens?
Yeah, and Weaver D's is open. I drive by every day to work.
Oh, that's so awesome. Place is great. Oh, don't get up there enough. Beautiful town, God's country, right there, exactly. Classic city.
That's why there's a G on the field. Stands for God.
Right. I didn't know that until right now. Wow,
that's right.
God,
yeah, it's his favorite football team. So it's true. But what I was going to say?
I knew this guy named like Ryan Schroeder, who started like a Ginger Pride Fest in Rome, because he said that people of his hair color got picked on a lot, and he was bullied a lot.
Ryan Schroeder, who is that? Like, you personally know
some guy in Rome? Or, some guy in Rome.
Yeah, he's probably an idiot then. If he's Ginger Pride,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought. And I thought like after getting to know him, it sounded like the reason he was picked on was not because he was a ginger. You know what I mean? Like, it just
he was probably just special.
Well,
he's probably
it wasn't not so much that he was just kind of an asshole. But anyways,
yeah, aren't we all?
Josh, you've been like 5 minutes for your first cuss word. That's good. I'm proud of you. Usually it's like 3 minutes
or less.
I've been
doing really good.
He's getting better. Good. You have. You've been doing. We're proud. We're very proud of you.
Josh had a kid that calmed down.
Yeah. He's
not on Facebook.
No.
Facebook never chills.
I haven't cussed on Facebook in a long time.
Yeah, you just put out stupid stuff every day. Like, just to piss people off.
Connor, like, what do you mean, Connor? Like what?
Just everything. The biggest troll on Facebook. Every time I get on there, I laugh. And then I just go read comments and just see what these old conservative people are saying to you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but whatever.
It's usually Josh's own family that's like, will you quit doing this? Yeah. Shut up.
It's probably like why he does it.
It's like his mom like yells at him.
Honestly, no. Like for years, that's who I trolled because... it was just funny, but now I troll the other side. I troll the other side for the most part.
Yeah. Every 5 years, Josh likes to switch total ideologies,
right?
And just so that way, it's kind of equal opportunity trolling. Just keeps you on your toes because you're never really sure where he thinks about anything. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Do you switch football teams too?
I did. So I grew up a Georgia fan. My dad went to Georgia, grew up a Georgia fan. And when Georgia got rid of Mark Richt, I got really upset. And I was like, screw you losers for caring more about football than people's lives and their careers. because Mark Richt loved the Lord and wanted to help people get jobs. And, you know, God forbid that. So I left the faith. I became an Alabama fan. I was very out about it. And
I remember that.
I became an Alabama fan. And then
very annoying.
I was very annoying. I was lost. And then something happened. I don't know what happened. I just started being a Georgia fan again. Maybe I was hanging out with JT or something. I don't know. But I came back to my roots.
Yeah, well, you definitely did. By the time I came to visit you for the SEC championship, Josh, you were all decked out.
I was here. Yeah.
We hit up some bar in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, and you were all about the
right.
dogs.
Right.
So, when I first met you, you were an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
You converted.
It's kind of like I was not, like in my heart, I don't know if I was ever fully Alabama. I don't know if I ever fully believed. You know what I mean?
Although I have seen pictures of Josh decked out in Georgia Tech gear at Bobby Dodd Stadium. So that's a little tough.
So that was on the heels of when I was really upset with Mark Richt or with Georgia for letting go of Mark Richt. And I was just really raw. I was in a dark place. And I was on this radio station in Rome, which carried Georgia Tech games, and I just got hooked up with Georgia Tech tickets, and so I just went for free. And full disclosure, I tried to be a Georgia Tech fan for like it was like 2016.
I think that's how most of their fans ended up there. They're like, well, they got these free tickets at the gas station.
I tried to be a fan. Like I remember, I just had like season tickets because of this radio station, and I went to a bunch of games. I remember like inviting Gaurav, and so Gaurav came, and I met some of Gaurav's friends that were Georgia Tech people, you know, and I was like, these people suck. They're just so miserable.
Weird.
And like they're all a bunch of nerds. And
there's no girls.
There's no girls. At the time I was single, so it's like there's no girls.
What is this a United game?
I tailgated, and then I also got basketball tickets as well. So that fall, I guess, or that winter. Yeah, that winter I went to some basketball. The basketball experience at Georgia Tech is not bad. Honestly, it's not bad. It's a very nice facility. It's okay. And I was there the day they upset FSU. That was pretty cool. But the football experience was just – it was terrible. It was horrible, man. I liken it to when I tried to be an atheist. You know what I mean? Like, you're in this thing.
Yes, I would like – Georgia Tech fandom to not believing in God.
Yeah. So you're in this thing and you think you fit in, but you know something's not right. And like, you know, like deep down, you don't really believe in this crap. And like, people are just really upset and not happy and they're driving Priuses and it's just not fun, you know?
Miserable folks, yeah. Connor, when did you become a Braves fan?
Because
real Braves fans remember Rick and Keel, so.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, how old are you?
How old am I now?
Yeah. No. How old were you?
When I was born?
Yeah.
When I was born, I think I was, you know, like 1 day old, 1 hour old.
No one ever tells you happy birthday when you're born, and that's like the most important birthday.
That's so sad. Zeroth birthday.
Yeah. And no one ever is like, happy birthday! You're 2 hour old. But I didn't know if you're one of those, because, okay, Braves Twitter skews really young. And I'm in my mid-30s. Josh is his mid-30s.
Yeah, you're old.
Connor, you look to be like 22. So
nope.
Well, it skews young to be like.
I'm
going to
say Connor's
like, oh, man,
30.
I've been a-
is Connor 30?
Nope.
28.
Younger
28?
Older?
Really?
26.
Younger than what, Josh? What did you say?
26.
26, yeah. Just turned 26 okay. like 26. 15 days ago. Something like that.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. What's your birthday?
July 20th.
I'm July 16th. My son's is July 20th.
Oh, okay. And Steven Strasburg.
Yeah. Oh, is his birthday July 20th?
Yeah, it's all
he's
the gingers.
He's almost a ginger. Claim him as a ginger?
No. I don't claim me as a ginger. I don't want to be a ginger. I identify as like, you know, whatever.
Dye your hair. Go with like
why don't you claim to be a ginger?
Go with.
Because I don't like gingers. Hmm. Who wants to be a ginger?
If you get to a tanning bed and you do it at a reasonable rate, you can build up a little base tan, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. Then I would look really weird. Like, you can't be ginger and tan. You have to be pale.
Well, then you'd have to dye the beard and everything. You'd have to get the Just for Men, darken it up a little bit.
Who's the greatest ginger baseball player of all time?
God. Who knows?
That kid for the Dodgers right now with Justin the white May? Red hairs. Justin May is lighting it up. He's
I've never heard of him.
Oh, he looks like Carrot Top. He's got the huge
he's got a big flow.
Orange hair. It's ridiculous flow of orange.
Go to Pitching Ninja and look at his two scene that's like 99. It is dirty.
He's gnarly. He's got some dirty stuff. Was Robin Yount a ginger? He seems ginger-ish.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I mean, that's a 3,000 hit. Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs. Ginger qualities. I was going to say Mark McGwire, but now that you said Wade Boggs, I would probably go with Wade Boggs.
Oh, yeah. McGwire.
We can't argue Mark McGwire. I mean, I think Mark McGwire is probably like a lot more famous player, even though Wade Boggs probably had a better
better hitter. More of a professional hitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More my brand.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know what the Mark McGwire challenge is, but if the Wade Boggs challenge is true, he has all my respect.
What's the Wade?
That's when you fly cross country and you drink like 60 beers and have like 12 buckets of fried chicken.
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
Remember we talked about this on the show. Because I was going to try it when I flew to Vegas, and we were going to try the Wade Boggs challenge. Apparently, he could knock out like 60 beers in like a cross country flight. Like he was like Andre the Giant and had this propensity to be able to drink beer.
When
like,
you're flying, like, you ever been drunk on a plane or hungover on a plane? It's the worst.
It's not fun. It's terrible. Nope. It sucks so much. It is.
Connor's miserable. Like, no, I have not.
I've been.
I don't know if I've flown since I was turned 21.
I've been both, and it's neither one is great. Hungover, definitely worse. Because I was hungover on a cross country flight, a Spirit.
Spirit. So you're on an economy.
Oh, they were going up and down.
Yeah, you're on a crappy plane.
I'm on an
already.
Economy plane for like it was like a $60 ticket from LA to Atlanta, and I was like hungover because I was out partying the night before because we were in LA, you know, and then it's the worst. And I was like in the back of the plane next to this big fat guy, and it was terrible.
That sounds horrible.
And I wanted a Coke and peanuts, and they're like, that'll be $8.50. And I was like, it's an airplane. You're supposed to give me these. Not Spirit. Yeah, that's why the Spirit's tickets are so cheap, because you have to pay for everything else. That's how they get you.
Spirit, like AirTran? Because I remember I flew AirTran back in the day. Is it kind of like AirTran?
Something like that. Budget? Or remember ValueJet before they went into the Everglades? ValueJet was like that. It was like basically taking a Greyhound, but in the air.
I bet flying now would suck with all the stuff going on.
Yeah.
Wear a mask.
I don't like flying anyway.
You don't like flying?
I'm
nervous. I don't like...
Yeah, I love flying.
I don't know this guy. I'm putting my life in the hands of some dude I don't know. You ever seen that movie Flight with Denzel Washington?
Mm-mm. Wasn't he like doing drunk cocaine? Or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know this pilot. He could be
but he landed, right?
He could be a liberal for all I know. And then he's got my life in his hands. Maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's like, his wife is leaving him and he's like, I've got to take everyone out.
That's a good point.
And I guess it's just time to go.
Liberal shouldn't be pilots. You know? I mean, we should talk about that. So.
They
aren't capable of making decisions.
So I was asking about your Braves fandom because Braves Twitter skews young, and sometimes you'll run across people that are like, I saw one guy tweeted one time, he's like, I deserve this, like in the playoffs last year. I deserve a win. I've been a fan since 2015. And I'm like,
we're old. Oh,
Greg's
we're
kid. Holy shit. Yeah. I was like, okay, that was like 2 weeks ago. Like,
yeah, I became a fan basically when I was born, but I didn't get into Braves Twitter till 14, I think. I met Nikki for a bobblehead game, and she had cookies and all that crap when she could take those to the game. And when you could,
notorious for bringing cookies.
Yeah, when you can actually go into baseball games, Throwback Thursday.
Mm. Yeah, oh, I remember that. That was fun.
Those were the times.
Have you been to the Donahue? Have you been to the Donahue residence?
It's a nice place. I couldn't make it throughout the whole house. It was too big, but I mean, what I could see, it was pretty nice.
They just let me on the front porch. I couldn't even go in the front door. So.
Oh.
No one shall enter the West Wing.
Well, they claim me as their like kid sometimes, so I guess I get to go in.
I could see
do you
the
know them from church or something?
I met Nikki because she knew people that I went to church with in 2014 when she lived in Athens.
Oh, okay.
And then I was with Nikki the night that she met Jeff, so I kind of like mingled with them, and then
was there chemistry?
Look at that.
Do what?
Fireworks immediately?
No,
Jeff is listening to this right now. Like,
what? You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure Nikki was not dating, but like talking to another guy when they met.
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I'm about 70%, 69% sure.
429, 420%
sure. Was Jeff making the moves that night, or was there no moves made that night?
I don't remember. Okay. That was like 16. That was 4 years ago.
I think it's just the charm and wit of Jeff. He doesn't mean to make the moves, but he's just so handsome and so charming that, you know what, whatever jabroni she was dating, cast him right aside.
He probably just threw money out, and she was very interested at that point.
Probably knowing Jeff, that's probably what, he accidentally dropped like a $500 bill out of his pocket. Oops, sorry. That back in there. How many think they make $500 bills? I'm not sure. That's crazy. Crazy how everybody has like this small group of people that all know each other.
I've met Connor.
I remember one time, like the first
was Chop Fest, right, Connor? Was it Chop Fest?
Social media night.
Like 2 years ago. Yeah, I've met Connor in person.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I met Donahue and Nikki and all them.
Mm-hmm. First time I met Jeff Donahue, I was drunk at some party. I don't even know whose it was, playing Flip Cup.
Okay.
It was weird. It was a weird night. But I met Jeff and he was super nice. I've liked him ever since.
It's all right.
You know.
Don't get
in a platonic way.
Yeah.
And I think the first time I ever interacted with Nikki, because she's very positive, you know,
she's
one of the most outstandingly positive people. And this will shock you guys, but I was hungover in Vegas and I was like going through Twitter and I was like, sent her a message. I was like, I don't know you from anybody, but you're the most positive person in the world. And it is outstanding. And I'm drinking a screwdriver at the sports book at like 9 a.m. I was like, keep it up. Sent her a message just like affirming her behavior, because I was like, there's not enough positive people on Twitter, you know, like, and you know, I like to see that kind of stuff. And she always has a good attitude, you know.
Have y'all had her on the show?
Oh no, definitely not.
I don't think Jeff will let us.
Wouldn't be interested in that.
She don't want anything to do with us.
I'm sure she could come on and talk about sunscreen for at least an hour.
Nikki Donahue would dunk on us, and I'm not, honestly, I don't know if I can handle it.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we don't like to bring on people smarter and funnier.
Correct. Oh, okay. So that's why I want.
Right.
That's
right.
Why you're. That's why.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I understand the special guest. Yeah.
Nikki Donahue is a direct threat.
Yeah. Keep Matt out of here. Yeah. That's why we can't have Matt on. We just you. Don't bring Matt in here because direct threat to our coolness. So
he's all right.
What's your first Braves memory growing up? Like, I'm always captivated by like when people realize like that moment, like you snap and we're like, I am a Braves fan now. This is awesome. Like, is there the first memory you have? Like, mine was the watching them win in 91 and Greg Olson jumping into John Smoltz. And I was just thinking, like, whoa, baseball is cool. You know, because I was in, like, T-ball at the time and wanted to be a baseball player, like every six-year-old boy. And just thinking, wow, it's cool to be associated with a winning team. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact year, but Javi Lopez was my favorite player because I always wanted to be a catcher. And he had two home runs against the Mets or something at a game we went to and set in the 300 levels at Turner Field. And that's when I was like, this is awesome. And then we kept going back like every Sunday, watch Smoltz pitch against, who was it for the Mets? Johan or somebody? No, not Johan. Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but that whole weekend we just watched Braves.
Wow, you want to feel old, JT?
So did you go?
So Connor's 26. Yeah. That means 10 years. 10 years ago, it's 2010.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's 16 years old. He's 16.
Wow, math.
He's 16 in 2010.
Yeah.
And what? I feel so old.
Because I can remember, like, 2010, the Rick Ankiel game in the playoffs.
Was that 2010?
I was watching that at Puckers in Gatlinburg at the one little bar they have on the strip there in Gatlinburg. So, like, you were young.
Man. Yeah.
So you went to, like, a lot of games growing up?
We went to a decent amount. My uncle always got us tickets. And then I actually had season tickets a couple years ago with Nikki and Jeff.
Wow,
and talk about
Braves one percenters. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Athens or did you grow up somewhere else in Georgia?
Oconee, which is right outside Athens.
Okay. Gotcha.
Like Watkinsville area?
Yeah, Watkinsville. That's where my parents' address is.
Zach Mettenberger's hometown.
That's actually, so my brother and him grew up together. They played T-ball and everything. So I went to Georgia games when I was little. We had season tickets, and we went with Zach and his mom.
No way. She worked at the school. Didn't she? Yeah. Wow. Crazy. Man, he was good, too.
I can't
believe he didn't make it in the NFL because he had an arm.
He had an arm. He just couldn't move. He was just a tree.
He's very slow. He's a very large man.
Yeah, he is. I think he's coaching now. He's coaching out of high school is what I read last when I heard about him.
Good for him. Good for him. Glad he's finding work since the NFL didn't really
Or AAF. Out for him.
Did he try to play in the AAF?
Yeah, he started like second string or third string and then came in a game and they won. And then started three games before they, couldn't make money with that crap.
I'm a Tampa Bay Vipers fan myself, so I don't. Is that AAF?
That's XFL.
XFL, whatever. I don't have time for another team. I'm all about the Tampa Bay Vipers all day long.
Aaron Murray, his one start.
I forgot about Aaron Murray.
It's great. What? Come on, Aaron Murray's outstanding. Still the career SEC touchdown leader.
I didn't know that.
Were you a Were you a Bulldogs fan before a Braves fan, or which one came about the same time?
About the same time. I actually, it's a funny story. Josh was talking about, or you were talking about Josh being a Tech fan. When I was little, for like 3 years, I was a Tech fan. Just because my family had season tickets to Georgia, and I just wanted to be different than them. So I would cheer for Tech.
In all seriousness,
I found God.
Yeah, I understand. I'm from Rome originally, so like Northwest Georgia, and I talked about it on the podcast before, but what's actually sad, in all sincerity, is to get from Northwest Georgia to Georgia Tech game is like super quick. It's like an hour drive, super easy for the most part on a Saturday when there's no traffic. It's a beautiful stadium. It really is. It's pretty. It's easy to get to, and it could be awesome if someone cared and made it cool. I mean, really, as a sports fan, it's like, even if you hate Georgia Tech and you go, you're sad because you're like, this could be really cool, actually, because you can see the skyline.
It's got a nice background.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's the oldest field in America.
Well, the new coach tries to make it cool. Like, he's trying to invest in Atlanta, like 404, Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I think he's joined Migos recently. He's the fourth Migo. Mm. He's trying to be as cool in as Atlanta as possible to kind of give them some personality, which is cool. I mean, whatever. I mean, if you're recruiting to Georgia Tech, you've got to sell them on Atlanta because you're right in the middle of Atlanta. So you got to embrace those kind of things. But outside of the varsity, there's nothing really I like on North Avenue. That's the only reason to go.
Right.
What's that noise? Did I hear that? I heard a weird noise.
It wasn't me.
Who cares? Oh, well, who cares? So you grew up around Athens, big Georgia fan, big Braves fan. We kind of got into a fight the last show because Ken thinks everything's cool and everything's going to be fine. That we're just going to have all these relievers that we're going to turn into starters and we're just going to win the World Series anyway. And I'm like, Ken, that's a ridiculous idea. No one ever wins because they have a bunch of converted relievers starting. How do you feel? Are we doomed because Mike Soroka's leg is messed up?
Doomed? Probably not. Concerned, yes. Very concerned.
I mean, if Josh Tomlin is starting a game in the playoffs, I'm concerned.
We are screwed.
Worried. Yeah, I'm worried about it. That's what he's like. Oh, Kyle Wright's going to be like a 19-game winner. And I'm like, no, Ken, not yet.
Josh Tomlin could have a zero ERA throughout the season, and I would still not feel confident in the playoffs.
He's kind of cute, though.
Yeah.
Low-key cute guy.
He is.
Got the
kinda
big
looks like
dip
Josh.
In.
Yeah.
He got the big dip in, Country boy.
I thought they weren't allowed to dip this year.
There's something
I was,
in there.
We were talking about there's this earlier. I don't know because
Ozuna.
Too. Me and my wife were just talking about this because Ozuna's batting. And she's like, oh, he looks like Kanye West. And I was like, whoa, you're a racist. And then I was like, oh, he does kind of look like Kanye West because Kanye kind of has that weird chin because I think he was in a car wreck. And so he has like a restructured jaw, so he kind of has this thing where his like bottom lip kind of comes out a little bit, and it looks like he's got a dip in. and Ozuna always has a wad right here. But I thought you couldn't do tobacco anymore. You can't. They're worried about people high-fiving, but they're letting guys dip? That doesn't make sense.
I guess you just can't spit it. They had to swallow.
Well, that's what she said.
Josh is good at that.
Wow.
But
wow.
I thought that was like years ago they had a ban on tobacco.
Yeah, that was in like the early 10s or something.
Yeah, I think Tony Gwynn, you know, died of cancer and everybody freaked out and his family sued some smokeless tobacco companies. And then there's a bunch of research came out that smokeless tobacco is basically harmless.
Do I remember this correctly, or maybe I'm making this up, that Chipper had kind of a struggle when they banned it?
I think Chipper chewed.
Because he had to, like, chew gum. Yeah, but they had to ban the tobacco, okay. And he had to go to bubble gum, and, like, so he wasn't getting the nicotine fix, and he kind of struggled at the plate for, like, 2 weeks, and he blamed it on, I could be misremembering that, but I think it was Chipper. You couldn't get, I mean, if they said, hey, man, you can't hit your Juul, I'd be like, what, why not? I like it. I want to. What the cool kids do. I could understand. Cool.
Yeah,
Juuls are
good for you, though. Juuls are.
Yeah, good. You're just going to die early. It's fine.
I had a Big Mac for dinner. I don't care.
Oh, I had Chick-fil-A for lunch and Zaxby's for dinner.
Oh, I forgot about your.
I had Taco Bell for lunch and a Big Mac.
I like Zaxby's. Yeah. Okay. It's a little overpriced, right? A little bit.
I mean, it's overpriced, but not, whatever kills me
it's
faster.
It's not bad. It's not. Okay. Great chicken debate here. Zaxby's over Cane's.
I've never had Cane's. Never had Cane's.
Cane's is great.
It's great.
Cane's is really good, but it's not Zaxby's.
Strong. It's a limited. It's a very limited menu, right. And that's the downside of Cane's. There's no equivalent to the kickin' chicken sandwich, which is my go-to at Zaxby's.
See, if I'm doing drive-thru, I don't get kickin' chicken because it gets all soggy by the time you get home. But
and you're a murder victim. Like if you try to eat it, like
it's everywhere. And if you have a beard, it's even worse.
If you're on a first date with a girl, don't go to Zaxby's. Well, probably not for a first date anyway. But definitely don't get the kickin' chicken because it's just going to – you're going to be all over the place. I get it extra wet too, so that's what she said. And
the sandwich or the girl?
I think Chick-fil-A is overrated.
Both.
Oh, okay.
That's a – okay.
So this is what I get with – I get a number one.
Sandwich.
So I love spicy. I love hot and spicy, but when I go to Chick-fil-A, I never get the spicy chicken. I get the number one, and I love it. It's awesome. My only problem is, it seems like I'm starving an hour later. It's just not enough.
Yeah,
food. It's not a big meal.
Maybe
I don't know.
It's all right.
Maybe you poop too much.
No,
maybe
could be.
I don't think it's that.
What? My Chick-fil-A go-to is I get the chicken sandwich, but add on a pepper jack slice for like an extra quarter, and it makes a world of difference. Pepper jack cheese.
Really? What are your guys' thoughts on the Zensation salad at Zaxby's? I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. When they have it, the huge Asian fan. Slaw, it's killer.
Nope. You don't like it, Carl?
I don't like salad. I'm not a rabbit. You know, Ron Swanson said, I'm not a rabbit or whatever.
That's what food eats.
Yeah.
No. So what's your go-to Zaxby's move?
If I'm dining in, it's kicking chicken. If I'm carrying out, it's either Nibblers or a five-piece chicken finger or buffalo fingers.
It's not the Olive Garden. What are you dining in?
Dining in. I make it nice. I take some flowers. I put them in the middle. Just take me and myself.
Connor, it's a drive-thru restaurant.
Yeah,
you just get
you
it.
Go in.
No.
Wait, do you not?
Well, not right
do
now.
Not, do you not sit down inside places, JT? Are you not a diner?
Not the like drive-thru a drive-in place. Like I don't like sit in a Wendy's and eat a Baconator.
Really?
Like it's drive-thru.
That's where you meet the best people.
No, but if I go to restaurants and sit.
So
down,
if you're by yourself, like you, I don't, go to, you don't go, you won't go inside like an Arby's by yourself and sit down.
What am I, a vagrant? Why would I do that? Why would I sit alone inside of Arby's? Am I a pederast? What am I doing?
I do it all the time.
What kind of creep does that? Are you wearing a trench coat while you do it? What are you?
Why is that weird? Why is it weird to eat alone? It's not weird.
You don't see people eating alone in a fast food restaurant and be like, oh, I wonder what his problem is.
Really? Like that's what you think when you see someone eating alone?
I do alone.
Yeah, well, okay. You got skeletons in your closet, for sure.
We are secure. We are emotionally secure, and we don't mind going
I just think that's weird.
I used to not eat alone. I used to eat in my truck, which is, I think, is even weirder than eating alone.
And oh, I'll do that because I'm just too hungry.
See, that's
to
weird.
Get home,
and
I'm just
that's
like,
weird.
That's weird. I'll eat it on my drive home, but I'm talking about like I would sit somewhere and just eat it in my truck.
Oh, like a cheesy gordita crunch at Taco Bell is not making it out of the parking lot. I'm just devouring it.
Taco Bell.
It's too dang good. Taco Bell's great.
Yes, it is. Chalupa.
My wife, this past week, my wife had the first time ever in her life, she discovered what a Big Mac
was. What?
She had never had a Big Mac, ever. She didn't know
it was. Let her leave the house?
What is wrong with that woman?
I was like, yeah. I was like, you don't know what a Big Mac is? I was like, she's like, these are good. And I'm like, yeah, they've sold 10 billion of them. I mean, it's the most famous hamburger in the world. There's kids in China that have had Big Macs. Like, it's like, yeah, it's good. It's not good for you, but it's a delicious piece of hamburger. Yeah, she'd never had one before. I don't get it. I don't So, who's your... All right, so your ginger guy's off the team now.
Right.
Do you have a... do you have another guy that you relate to? Because I'm sure you got tired of the faulty references because you guys look exactly the same.
That I relate to?
Yeah, like is there a guy you adopt and be like, that's my dude?
Not really. I mean, I have a favorite player, but I don't have one that like, eh.
Who's your favorite player on the Braves?
Ozzie, but he's not on the Braves right now either. Just
well, he's on. The
if I like anyone, they're just off right now.
He's just hurt. Lord Almighty.
He's just.
They didn't kill him. They didn't take him old yeller him. He's just hurt.
He's in this.
Yeah, Ozzie was cool because I met Ozzie this spring. He was super super nice, and his fiance or whatever has the world's biggest butt.
Yeah, is that what you're paying attention to?
Huge butt.
You couldn't help it.
Is that
I'm not even
because there are butt implants these days.
Cannot be.
There's no way.
It has to be. It defies.
Are butt
physics.
Implants real? That's a thing,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
Is it? Is
that
it
is
common?
Not real.
Are like the butt implants? So when I see her butt, honestly, I'm like, that is like not normal. Am I crazy?
I think you can get. I think they have injections too, where you can. Get an injection in your butt. That's what she said.
Interesting.
But I think they have a thing there where it like enhances the glute muscle. But yeah, they definitely do implants. They can do implants like pretty much everywhere.
I wonder.
I've heard of guys getting calf implants in their legs.
Yeah,
to make their
I heard
legs
that. Better. I saw that on TV once. That's weird. So butt implants are a thing. I wonder how that ages. I wonder like in 30 years how the butt's going to age.
Droopy. Just falls. Like her butt hangs below the back of her knees. It's just all gross.
She'll have Ozzy's money by then. Just get more.
More butt implants. Yeah. But Ozzy was a super nice and polite guy. I really liked him.
Yeah, he seems awesome.
He's very nice. Very small. Very tiny, but no fat.
Muscular.
He was all... Yeah, he was all tendons and just tightly built. And I felt like a big tub of goo just next to him, like, hey, saddling up, like, oh, it was disgusting. I hated myself after touching his athletic body and then seeing myself.
Touching him?
I put my arm around. He did like an arm, like a bro hug, side hug for a picture, you know? Not like touch. I wasn't like some creep that would eat alone in a fast food restaurant.
Man, whatever.
Like you guys.
I gave Freddie a hug one time. He's a large man.
You're bearing the lead. Why'd you hug Freddie Freeman?
I think it was he was at Academy on like a Braves caravan, and I just asked him if I got to have a hug, and he was like, "Yeah, but don't expect me to like it." And I was like, "All right, fair."
But did he? But did he? Like
he
it?
Hugged me. Yeah, it was me and Nikki again.
Seeing a pattern here.
Did Nikki get a hug?
Nikki. He
Nikki got a
going
hug
and hanging out with Braves players without Donahue. It's getting kind of weird.
Does Jeff know about this? Jeff know about this hug?
Yeah, this was. Before Jeff, I was about to say BJ, but it sounds a little weird.
Ooh, what?
Oh, that was his name?
Before Jeff.
It's definitely more than a hug. What?
Interesting.
We hung out with, we met Freddie together. We met Fulte and Dansby, and then we went and rode roller coasters with Tyrell Jenkins back when he was on the Braves.
Wait, what? Where do you go to just ride roller coasters with Tyrell Jenkins?
We were at spring training. And I had played like Call of Duty and Madden with Tyrell, and he was like, "Hey, come hang out."
What?
Yeah.
We gotta start having you book the guests for the show because it just drops some knowledge on us. Like, oh yeah, Justin Verlander and I play World of Warcraft together.
It's just Tyrell Jenkins, JT. It's not like...
Yeah, it's just Tyrell Jenkins.
I know, but it's one more major league player that he's ridden the roller coaster with. And you.
We went golfing together. We went to Topgolf together. We did a lot together.
Wait, you and Tyrell?
All from video games.
Yeah. We golfed probably 4 times and we went to Topgolf like a handful of times.
Just you and Where's Tyrell? Or who else was there? What's going on here?
Me and Tyrell went golfing together. Yeah, just us. We went to TPC Sugarloaf after a Gwinnett Braves game. And we went to somewhere in Buckhead, like Buckhead Country Club or something like that. And then,
nice place.
Do you have connections? Do you have golf connections?
Well, he played for the Braves, so I guess he had them. Because it was free every time.
Well, daggum.
I didn't pay. He's a cool guy.
And this all came from playing Call of Duty.
Yep.
Wow. So you just, how did you find him? Did he like, hey, somebody come play me?
Yeah, basically. He was like, hey, if anybody wants to play,
that's cool. Let me know. The people that we kind of know never offer to do anything for us, JT. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, when's McAlpin going to be like, hey, guys, want to have a round of golf?
He hasn't even asked us for like onion rings.
Never get that from him.
Nothing. We don't get anything. Nothing.
No, all he does is he demanded me bring him donuts.
Yeah, that's right.
And then got mad, and I was like,
yeah.
I thought he was kind of kidding, and I didn't bring donuts. He's like, where's my donuts? He got mad at me.
And then Tyrell Jenkins has taken Connor golfing in Buckhead.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's unfair. Mm. It's not cool. So I got to ask, how's Georgia going to do this year? Are we even going to play a season? Like, is this going to happen? I have doubts.
Yeah, I have doubts. I have doubts that MLB's going to finish. But
same.
We'll see.
I mean, I hope they do because we're playing really well. But I totally get it because, like, 20% of the league, I heard, like, was the stat. 20% of the games were, like, canceled because of COVID.
Is there any today?
You can't have 20%. Well, the Blue Jays are playing right now, and they've gotten back. Phillies are back playing. Marlins are back playing. And I think the Cardinals have some canceled, though, right?
Yeah, Cardinals Tigers, had a big outbreak. Yankees, Orioles. But they're playing. I guess they were supposed to play, and they just switched it or something.
But see, here's the thing with football is at least you have time off in between games.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play Saturday, get tested on Sunday. If you test positive, you're out for next week. And you've got a full week to get other guys up ready to play next weekend. And then hopefully by the next game, that's been about 2 weeks of quarantine, whoever had it should be better by
right.
then. It's not like you have, you know, 7 games in a week like they do in baseball right now.
Yeah, but they're a lot
quicker. So that's my only hope. They are, but I think they can quarantine pretty well. Like at major colleges, you have like the athletic dorms, and here's where they study, here's where they eat. They're already kind of set apart from the rest of the student body. So, but I don't know if you guys know this, college kids have a propensity to want to go to like parties and stuff. So you know there's going to be knuckleheads that screw something up and end up getting like everybody sick.
Yeah.
I never went to parties.
It sounds like it. Based on every story you've told of meeting someone, you didn't party.
No. Mm. I did until like 2 weeks ago, and I've given up that lifestyle. Oh, okay. So it's but I wasn't on fun. So whatever. I hope they play because I think Georgia's going to be really, really good this year. Like, the defense is going to be good. Quarterback, new offensive coordinator. Things are going to be
undefeated.
Working.
I doubt sure. they'll play.
I won't say undefeated.
I hope they do though. If they do, hopefully they have good testing. You know. So they can find out if they have this deadly disease or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Josh, tell us your thoughts on the disease.
Well, hopefully they have testing so they can find out if they have it. You know what I mean?
I can just repeat what you said.
Well, also, college football, the season goes on after November 4th. So once
that
the election
is
over, COVID
that
goes
is
away.
True. Yeah.
Then, you know, it should be in the clear. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a good point.
Oh, man. Sorry, it's been a long day at my house. It's been a long day. I've sat on my couch and watched hockey since noon, so I'm kind of tired.
That sounds rough.
It's been a rough day. So what do you do? And you live in Athens. What do you do?
I am an electrical and mechanical technician for a company called EOC One. And I mean, it's pretty easy. Right now, we only work like a little bit because we work at UGA. We're a contractor for UGA. We're not doing much because there's no kids there and none of the buildings are open. And so,
it's like kids. They're your age.
I'm older than them. They're like Matt's age.
So you sound really smart. That sounds like.
No, I'm not smart. You're giving I'm on this show. I'm not smart.
I've interacted with Connor a lot online. I don't know if that's that true. I don't know. You're being a little generous.
One time we shared a hug. Be nice to me.
We did. We shared a hug. We did.
I thought you'd be like, I'm a janitor. And, oh, okay, that makes sense.
I mean, my title sounds a lot more official than what I really do.
Mm. Well, that's good. You always want to keep.
Are you a single man, Connor? Are you still a single man?
No, I'm not.
You have a girlfriend.
I do.
Oh.
Could be a boyfriend. Yeah, could be a boyfriend. Let's not.
It could be a dog.
It could be a. Okay.
Could be a tree these days. You can pretty much do it. You can do whatever
it's
you want.
A tree that identifies as a girl, though.
That's good.
Right.
Well, that's excellent. Where's this going? I don't even want to know.
Josh, just come.
Not even sure what's happening. Well, Connor, awesome. How can people appreciate you joining us? Thank you for hanging out. Where can people find you at?
At the Connor Paul on Twitter.
Let's say, don't give me your like address. Like we don't.
And you're not in get. You're not like married, right? So like no ring, no thing. So you're still on the market. No ring, no thing. So ladies. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah. Just add the Connor Paul on Twitter, Instagram.
So if I wanted to send the pictures of my nipples, I can send them to you. I've got your email. So I can
if you want you to reach out to Tyrell Jenkins, go through Connor Paul.
Where is Tyrell Jenkins these days?
He's in Texas. I know he's playing a lot of softball because he was in Savannah last week playing softball. So I don't know if he's just traveling around playing softball and enjoying
it's
that.
It's not a bad life.
So I don't know.
Wow.
I smell smoke in my house. I may need to go check on this.
It'll buff out.
Yeah. All right. Well, your dog seems happy.
Yeah, he's just shaking like crazy right now.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We appreciate you coming on. Everybody reach out to Connor on – I'm sure you guys know. If you listen to this show, you probably know who Connor is because you're all over the Twitter spheres.
It's been an honor. It's been an honor, Connor.
Braves A-lister, and you've ridden
roller
coasters.
Stay safe out there. if you care about other people, wear goggles. And
got my goggles.
Okay, good. And get tested because you might have this deadly disease and not even know it. So. Okay.
I probably do.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Go Dogs.
Thanks for joining us, Connor.
Go Dogs.
Go God Dogs.
Go Braves.
Woo!
Go America.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement level podcast. Nakahoma Nation is brought to you by Nakahoma Nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For new episodes and content, visit nakahomanation.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Options Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.